Commentator Daniel Ferry teaches sixth grade in Chicago. As the new school year gets underway, he's trying to keep smiling in the classroom.
Most people make their New Year's resolutions at the beginning of the calendar year. I make mine at the beginning of the school year. And my resolution for this new school year is about chemicals, endorphins, and smiling. Maybe I should explain. Think about what happens when you smile. Try it. Feel your mouth ends curl up. Feel your nose widen and the corners of your eyes crinkle. All that's obvious. So try it again, but this time watch more closely. Notice what happens to your shoulders. When you smile, they relax and shoot back, which makes your chest jut out. Can you feel your spine straighten? Can you feel your hands and jaw unclench as their tension falls away? I read that biologists who look inside our bodies for the effects of smiling find that blood pressure and heart rate decrease when we smile, and our immune system even gets a little boost. They say this is because of chemical endorphins, which our bodies secrete when we exercise or when we do most healthy physical things. The endorphins help us feel good. And some scientists believe that the higher the level of endorphins in our bloodstream, the more receptive we are to our environment. So we listen better, we think better, and it is easier for us to learn. I repeat, when we smile, it is easier for us to learn. So, my new academic year's resolution is, I promise to try to make my classroom a smile-freely zone, to look for every opportunity to engage in and promote the practice of sixth grade smiling. Some smile opportunities are obvious, like greetings and goodbyes, when a student comes to my desk, when I begin a lesson, or when a student answers a question or is kind. But I confess, it's much easier to engage in random acts of smiling early in the school year when the bloom is still on the apple. But as the school year wears on, and the bright fall afternoons turn into the short gray days and long dark nights of February, and the same student does not have their homework for the 10th time in a week, or they walk in late again or are cruel to someone, when I have caught my 5th cold of the winter and Arnie just sneezed in my face and blew his nose on my tie, and I just want to go home and sleep, but it would take 4 hours to prepare for a substitute, and these kids chase the last one out of the room with a snake, it is harder to smile then. Most years, somewhere around February, I lose it and forget to smile so much. That's why I'm making this resolution now, to help me remember when this February rolls around. For this new bunch of sixth graders, the most important thing they will learn all year is that every day when they came to school, there is someone here who is happy to see them. And they will know it because he smiles at them early and often.
Daniel Ferry teaches sixth grade. He comes to us by way of Chicago Public Radio.